When the Fringe Festival begins after Labor Day in Philadelphia, it will have a new hub, a combination theater and restaurant on the Delaware River waterfront. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the goal is for the place to keep perking up the waterfront and the city's theater scene all year long.
Ron, what are you working on?
The line cooks at La Peg are busy. This is a new restaurant at Ray Street and Columbus Avenue, going through a trial run of the kitchen, getting ready for an August 25th opening. The owner and executive chef is Peter Woolsey. He also owns La Minette, a French bistro near South Street. This menu will also be French with a twist.
We're being a bit more playful, and I've been telling a lot of my friends it's French-ish. It'll allow us to throw a lot of the rules that we've been using out the window.
That kind of playful experimentation befits La Peg's position as the dining room of the Fringe Arts Theater. The 230-seat venue sits right behind the bar at La Peg. This is the new, permanent, and ambitious home of the Fringe Festival, now in its 18th year of presenting experimental theater. It's a grand experiment in bringing food and theater into the same space. It's a marriage that is strictly forbidden by many venues and, in some cases, city zoning code. Nick Stuccio, the president of Fringe Arts, says in other countries, the separation of eating and performance is not so absolute.
People, Americans, typically they see a show and they're trained to leave. The show is over and they walk out, whereas I think other places, they don't. They hang out, they're more willing to socialize in the art center. But that might take some reprogramming of people's brains.
For this experiment to work, people also have to be trained to do something else, something difficult, cross I-95 and come to the waterfront. Stuccio chose this building. It's an old municipal pump house built in 1904, in part because of its grand views of the Ben Franklin Bridge and its position directly across the street from the new Ray Street Pier, a public park built on top of a former industrial pier. The park was built 2 years ago by the Delaware River Waterfront Corporation, which aims to reconnect Center City to its river through the appeal of a mixed-use vision, including homes, stores, restaurants, green spaces, all nestled between the highway and the river. Deputy Mayor Alan Greenberger says the arrival of Fringe Arts is exactly what he hoped would happen.
The pier is a great public amenity, but people are willing to make real investments down here to be part of this emerging scene of life on the waterfront. And so the Fringe Festival is a piece of that that comes from the cultural world. But then just across the other side of the bridge, we're going to get a major residential development, the first of what we hope will be many.
As the house that experimental theater built, the Fringe Arts concept is a gamble. Several cultural venues in Philadelphia and many more beyond are in critical condition because their ambitious expansions did not stir up enough revenue to pay the bills. The Fringe Arts Board wouldn't let this $8 million development move forward until 90% of it was raised. Since most of the organization's resources went into finishing this building, some of its resources were pulled away from the creation of content. A program that had been called the Live Arts Brewery, or the Lab, helped artists create new work from scratch. Stuccio says it's been phased out.
The resources that we had for Lab dedicated to sort of deep background research with no outcome, I think that was beneficial, and I think that had a big imprint in the community. But now those resources are dedicated more toward the presentation side. We're looking at more towards completion.
With this building, the Fringe becomes more than a 16-day festival. It becomes a 365-day project to fill two hungry stages, a rehearsal studio and a restaurant. Stuccio says the organization will still help artists finish their projects so he can get them on his stages. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.